I hope you're having a lovely day today. Thank you to everyone who commented on my community thread asking me questions or comments for future videos. I will be working on those and try to get to those questions, as many as I can or want to answer. So thank you so much for taking the time to leave comments there. It's really helpful getting your feedback on those things. Today's video, I'm going to touch on, as I'm sure you saw from the title, we're going to reassess the journey of wearing dresses. I don't know if reassess would be the right word, but maybe a catch up on how it's going. So I know a lot of you had left comments on my first video that I ever did on this subject. I'll link that below if you haven't watched it, but I highly recommend watching that because it kind of shares most of my journey of going from wearing mostly athletic clothes and then jeans, t-shirts, that type of stuff, and why I started to wear dresses. And I do want to make very clear, I do come from the background of an athletic background. I played sports all growing up. Soccer was my main thing, and so I very much made that kind of my identity growing up. So I embraced the look of a soccer player, shorts, t-shirts, sweatpants. When I was in college, I mostly wore sweatpants around campus. Sometimes I would wear jeans, but I didn't even think jeans were comfortable compared to sweatpants and shorts and a t-shirt. So that is what I would wear most of the time, and even up until I met Scott, shorts and t-shirts were what I wore, and then jeans and a hoodie during the winter. That was most of my wardrobe. I call it very androgynous because you could take the clothes that I was wearing and put them on a boy, which is kind of how I got into this journey, was learning that it's good to separate yourself as a Christian woman, to look set apart, that God made us female, He made us woman, and so we can embrace that because there are things that we can do as women that men cannot do. And so to embrace how God created us, and one of those things is wearing dresses. And I mentioned in that first video that I learned a lot of this from my friend Margot, who I was so happy. They came down to visit us last month and I got to do a recording with her, and it was so much fun to sit down and talk with her. I don't know if you noticed from that video, I was kind of nervous. We were both a little nervous, but I've never actually sat down with anyone else besides Scott in person. So that was really fun to figure that out. I do have a upcoming project coming up, which I'll share with you guys, where I'll be doing more interviews. So that is slowly but surely happening, and I'll share more on that in a future video. But if you're waiting to see that podcast with Margot, there's a reason it hasn't gone up onto the podcast that Scott and I have together. So right now, all of the videos that I do with Scott and then all the videos from this channel go onto our podcast that's called Biblical Masculinity and Femininity with Scott and Kelly. That way you can put your headphones in or just play your phone and you don't have to watch the screen. So that is available, and I'm saying all that because there's a reason Margot's hasn't gone up on that yet. So, but from that video, it was so much fun to sit down with her and hear her thoughts on it. And then we kind of rabbit trailed into other thoughts on being creative in the home and how to have hobbies when you have young children and how to embrace slow living with young children. It was just so good. If you haven't seen that, I highly recommend it. I loved hearing all of Margot's thoughts. My favorite one, which I actually just talked to Scott about last night, quoting Margot. I said one of my favorite lines she said in that podcast was, hopefully I don't butcher it, but she said something to the effect of, I want to create something more than just clean floors. And that has stuck with me because yes, we can manage our home and clean a house, but there's something more than that too. And I think that's why in this season, with this time frame, it is crunch time with garden season. So the house has not been as big of a priority as the garden has been. And that's how this topic got brought up last night, because I said to Scott, I was like, I know we like a clean house, and I know that there are, like, it's not perfectly clean right now. And I was like, but I've been trying to get out to the garden. And he's like, I know, there's a season, like, you do what you need to do with the garden, the house looks fine. So with some of you that ask about how do you do time management, I think for every season, there's different priorities. And right now, my biggest priority is that we eat healthy meals every day and that we get food planted into the garden because we want to grow as much of our food outside as possible that we can. That was a little one-liner from that video with Margot that really encouraged me of, you know what, going out and creating in the garden, it's okay if the floor is dirty for the night and the next morning I need to wake up and sweep it because it doesn't get all done in one day. So for those of you who are gardeners out there, there is grace in this season. But that was a really fun video on dresses, and I wanted to do kind of a follow-up on that because a lot of you in that original video had asked me questions about different things regarding wearing dresses. So I'm going to answer those questions. And I also want to be clear that if you haven't seen any of the other videos where I've talked about wearing dresses, the background that I come from, like I said, is wearing shorts and pants, and that is what I felt most comfortable in. So I know that there are some people that come from a background of you were forced to wear skirts and dresses and it felt very legalistic to you. And that is not the angle that I'm coming from. This is not a legalistic thing. I don't think you have to wear dresses. I just think if you are on a journey and you want to wear dresses because that sounds fun to you and you come from a background like I do to where you feel like you're faking it or you're trying to be something you're not, which is the inward battles that I have had on this journey that I'm trying to be someone that I'm not because I'm so used to being the shorts and t-shirt person that it's almost like, who do you think you are wearing a dress? Those are the mental things that I've had to overcome on my journey, and so many of you had left similar feedbacks that or you can relate to those thoughts. I do think it makes it easier living in a new city where you don't know anyone. So when we moved down here, nobody knew that I was new to wearing dresses. So it was almost like I could do a fresh start. Whereas if you grew up in a small town and you're still there and all of a sudden you start wearing dresses, I can see how you would feel insecure about wearing dresses. I actually had a friend who said she feels like if she starts wearing dresses, it's gonna look like a stop sign. She's gonna look like a stop sign. Everyone's gonna just stop and stare at her. And I'm like, I could totally see that. But I think then it's more just in your head than theirs. And it just takes time. I mean, it takes three times of you wearing a dress and they're like, oh, okay, she's wearing dresses now. The first time people might be like, oh, that's weird, you're wearing dresses. But I think that's the case for anyone. If you start wearing dresses around people you normally don't, I think there's always going to be like, oh, that's interesting. It would just be the same as if someone always wore hats and all of a sudden they came around and didn't have a hat on. I think someone would have that same reaction of, oh, that's interesting, you're not wearing a hat today. Like, it's not a judgment on a person, it's just you see something different that you're not used to. And so I think maybe thinking less about what other people think of you, because most people, I think, don't actually care from my experience. It's just in my head, the opinion I have of myself. I'm actually judging myself most of the time of like, who do you think you are? Why are you trying to be something you're not? Those are the feelings that I've had to overcome myself. I actually don't think anyone else really cares. So if that's an encouragement to you, if you can relate to any of that, of just push through that and keep doing it. Again, it's not an identity thing. It's just because it brings you joy and you like doing it. And that's how I feel now with wearing dresses. I do feel it makes me feel more feminine when I'm wearing dresses. And that being said, there are occasions and times, plenty of times, where I'm not wearing dresses. So if I'm out in the garden, I have about 2, maybe 3 dresses I feel comfortable wearing in the garden. Other than that, I will wear my shorts and t-shirt. There's other occasions too, sporting events, I'll wear jeans or shorts and a t-shirt. So stuff like that. But I think that's key, is growing in confidence in what you're wearing. That has been something that Scott's helped me with. He's always said with picking out dresses, he's like, wear what you feel confident in. And that's been very helpful on my journey. Now, one of you commented and said something to the effect of, I couldn't find the exact comment because that video has a lot of comments. And yes, I do delete comments. So if you ever wonder, comments that are just pushing back, I don't delete. Comments that are mean, I will delete because I'm like, I'm not gonna allow someone to write something super rude, then me leave it up there to see, because that's negative and I don't want negativity in my life. So if someone just has a disagreement with me, I will usually leave those up. But if someone's outright mean, I don't care to delete it, because I'm like, you just wasted your time writing something mean, because it's gone and I'll never see it again and no one else will ever see it either. So I have no issues with that. But the comment was, if you take a masculine woman and you put her in a dress, she'll still be masculine. If you take a feminine woman and put her in pants, she'll still look feminine. And when I saw that, I was like, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I agree with that. But if you take a masculine woman and you put her in a dress every day for a year, I can guarantee you that she is not going to be the same woman that she was at the very beginning of that year. Because I do think there is something that happens mentally when you start wearing dresses. You do start seeing yourself differently. You start feeling more feminine, more soft, more light, more intentional, more set apart. Of like, when I'm wearing a dress, I have a desire to embrace my femininity. That, okay, God created man and woman. We are not androgynous. We are not the same. We have different roles. We have different functions. We have different ways that we work out our Christianity. Wearing a dress is a tool that encourages me in doing the things that God has created me to do as a woman. It helps me feel more feminine. So it's not an identity thing, it's not a sin issue, but it is, the more you wear dresses, from my experience, the more I've worn dresses, the more feminine I feel I've become. And I like that. I think it's fun. And not only is it fun, it is so simple. Even shopping for dresses, you're just buying a whole outfit. Like, that is one piece that you're buying. When you pick out your clothes in the morning, that is one outfit that you have to pick out, is a dress. So that makes it fun. And on the topic of buying dresses, so I'm on a journey of trying to have all my clothes be natural fibers and, if possible, organic. So I am always, probably once a month, I get on PAC's website and I look at their clearance section, because sometimes they can have things 50% off and it is awesome. So that is usually where I will buy my dresses. This dress that I have right now, it's like super flowy and pretty and I love it. I got this on clearance for $32, and it's a full outfit for $32, organic cotton. And it's beautiful, flowy, I can wear it to church, it's nice and long, it's that gauzy cotton fabric, so it's very light. So about once a month, I'll just go and look at their website, and oftentimes I don't see anything. But then there are times, like this, when I see a dress for $30, and I'm like, that's a great deal. And I always look at what the models, this is a tip if you want to buy from Pact, if you go under, I believe it's the size description. If you click on that, it'll show what the model in the picture is wearing. This dress is a medium and it's very flowy. And you can tell that also from the pictures, is if it's flowy or if it's skin tight. The skin tight dresses I never get, because they are skin tight. And I have one of those, and it's one of my teal dresses that I layer with other things, but I don't love that skin tight style. Whereas this is very flowy. It's still fitted in the right places, so it's not like a bag, but it's very comfortable and it's not skin tight suction on you. So yeah, that's a helpful tip, is to look at what the size is wearing and compare your size to that. Another thing is, a lot of you have asked about wearing shorts underneath of your dresses. And I like just wearing shorts under my dresses, because if I'm working out in the garden or if I'm at church, sometimes I'll go outside and I'll play with the kids, or again, at family get-togethers, I like having shorts underneath because sometimes I end up running around in dresses. And so I always usually wear shorts under all my dresses. And for a while, okay, I had to actually stop the video because I thought I saw a bobcat walking through our woods. We've seen bobcats in the past and we hear them at night. If you do not know what a bobcat sounds like, listen to YouTube videos and it sounds like a woman screaming, which is terrifying. So it was deep into the woods and I thought I saw one, and upon closer look, it was just a large cat. But I was like, oh no, the chickens! So I had to pause. And then I also am going to shout out, I made this lavender lemonade this morning. I usually make lemonade or strawberry lemonade or hibiscus lemonade. All of those are good. I've never tried lavender lemonade, and I made this and it's delicious. I'll put the recipe that I followed below, except I didn't use all fresh lemons because I don't have enough, so I used half of the organic lemon juice with some fresh lemons. So back to what I was saying about shorts under dresses. I would wear the Under Armour type of shorts that I just had from my soccer playing years, and those have seen better days. I've just worn them for years and years and years. They're made of polyester, which I don't prefer, but that's what I had, so that's what I used. Because I had those, I just have never made it a priority to find anything else. And then Pact had a big sale the one day. I think they had like 40% off sale or something, and they still have these skorts. It is a skirt with shorts underneath of it. Skorts were huge when I was little. I remember in the first grade I had a skort that was denim and it had embroidered flowers on it. I can still remember it to this day because I thought it was so pretty. But they have these cotton skorts that are organic cotton, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try that, to wear that under my dresses, because it looks tight, so it would feel snug under dresses, but also it's organic cotton, which is really nice. I got them in the mail. I would show them to you, but I have them in the washer right now. But they are a navy blue, and again, I looked at the model. She was wearing a medium, so I got a large because hers looked super tight on her, which I guess I could have gotten like super tight, but I also thought, you know, if these are nice, then this is something I could also wear out in the garden. And so I'm really happy with the size that I got. So if you're looking for something to wear under your dresses, that was really nice. And I actually just looked at Pact's website, and they have a teal one in the clearance section for, I think it was $22. If you look at the description below, I will give more details on an additional coupon code that I found that will take $10 off when you order $50 or more. So that brings me to, how did the winter go with wearing dresses? The winter is always a struggle for me. Summer, I feel, is very easy because summer dresses are fun and flowy. That's kind of been the other part of my journey, is learning dresses that I like, dresses that I find suit my color palette, even my personality. If you've never heard of your color palette, the book that Scott actually found for me at a thrift store, Color Me Beautiful, and it is an older book, but it is so fun to look through and find your color palette from it, because she goes into details. Now, I think that this has been developed so much more since this was written, the idea of a color palette, because this book just talks about the seasons. So you have spring, summer, autumn, winter, those are the color palettes, but now there's like soft spring. So yeah, I don't know about all of the other like add-ons, but you can see like this is a spring's color palette, and then this also is like differences in the colors. It's just a really fun book, especially if you have daughters. I think it would be really fun just to have on your bookshelf for them to go through. I believe that I'm an autumn, so I don't even know actually if this dark blue would technically be my color palette, but I like it. I like blues. That's something Scott and I both realized, is I don't know if blue is in either of our color palettes, but we both like it, so we're going with it. Again, it's not a legalistic thing. It's just a fun concept of what colors look good on you, because there are some colors that just don't look good on you. I know that especially with my hair color. There are colors that I should avoid at all costs because it will not complement my skin color and my hair color at all. Like, yellow is not looking good on me. So just stuff like that that's helpful to be aware of when buying clothes for yourself. Again, things that I just didn't know about. But back to finding dresses that are your style, I think that's also part of the journey, is to go slow and steady, that you're not going to flip your wardrobe overnight, you're not going to find everything that you need in a moment, that it's just the intention of, I'm going to slowly build a wardrobe that I love and that brings me joy and makes me excited about getting dressed in the morning. I can tell each year, I'm like, wow, I really am growing in my wardrobe of clothes that I love. I have so many more dress options than I've ever had before, and that includes skirts and tops. And that's always like just a rewarding feeling, because I haven't gone and bought all brand new things immediately. It's been slowly over time, finding sales on Pact or thrift shopping or yard sales, stuff like that, that you end up building a wardrobe that you love. And that comes with some trial and error of buying some things and realizing, yeah, that does not look good on me, but I'm glad that I tried it. So that's kind of how it's been for winter clothes for me. I have tried wool skirts and they just don't look good on me. For some reason, I just feel like I look like a school teacher when I'm wearing a wool skirt. I struggle with it. I bought some at a thrift store and I didn't like it. I didn't feel confident in them. So that has been a journey again of, I have a few things that I love. I have a few skirts that I love for winter. I have a very thick linen skirt, which I love. I think it's so beautiful, and it's a wonderful winter skirt because I can wear leggings under it, and it's a nice thick linen, which is great. I can wear sweaters as the top. There are dresses that I have that I can layer, but to be quite honest, I feel like, again, this is going to be a long journey for me, is finding winter feminine clothes that I like. So yeah, it was not easy. Thankfully, we did take 6 weeks out of winter to go to South Africa, so I got to bring all my summer dresses there, which was so much fun. So I feel like I kind of cheated this winter because I didn't have a full winter to wear winter clothes that were feminine. And like I said, I have that desire. I want to wear more skirts and dresses in the winter. It's just finding ones that I feel suit me. And then that brings me to the next question a lot of you all ask, is wearing shoes with dresses. What type of shoes do you wear? And for winter, I wore my leather boots that I thrifted in the fall for $14. And they were brand new. It was the Clarks brand, so it was also a really good quality brand. And those look so good. I'll show a little picture of them. Those look so good with dresses and skirts. They look smart and feminine, and I actually got so many compliments on them all through the winter every time that I wore them. So if you can find leather shoes like that, one, they will last you forever because leather is amazing quality and they look really good with dresses and skirts. And then for the summertime, I have leather shoes also that I wear that I got from South Africa. I pretty much wear these leather sandals everywhere. All my dresses I wear with it because I think it looks nice. So I'm drawn to leather shoes. I think leather looks great with everything and it's timeless. It'll last for a long time. So a lot of times you do have to pay a more expensive upfront cost for it, but they last much longer than shoes that are of fake material that usually only last for a season or so and then they start showing wear and tear. So that's what I do, and I really like it. Another thing with winter is layering, learning to layer lots of clothes. I did do that a lot this winter, even with wearing leggings and longer shirts, and it gives you a lot more options because it'll make you feel like you have more clothes because you change up how you wear your clothes. I did my video last year giving examples of how of the dresses that I have, and I showed in that video how I wear different shirts over top of dresses, and it just helps mix things up. And if you have a smaller wardrobe, it really helps you feel like you have a lot more to choose from when you can mix and match things. That's why I've been more prone to buy solid color clothing more than patterns, because solid colors you can mix and match a lot easier than having an abundance of patterns in your wardrobe. I think that's pretty much it for this video. I hope that this was a helpful, encouraging catch-up video for you on where I'm at with the dress wearing journey. I hope that you have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Enjoy the rest of your day.